You know, I want to start off by saying that, you know, I'm obviously aware of, you know, the situations, you know, surrounding me, and, you know, but out of respect for confidentiality and out of respect of this being an ongoing situation, I can't really touch, you know, into further detail about it. You know, I have filed, you know, appeal with the NFL, you know, obviously, and, you know, I can touch into more detail, you know, whenever this subject is resolved.
How's it been just dealing with the issue of it over your head?
You know, it's tough, but I'm gonna be me. I'm coming here every single day. You know, my teammates. You know, you know, we're focused on the task at hand, and you know, that's pretty much it.
Von, are you confident that on September 5th you'll be lining up against the Baltimore Broncos?
Out of respect of, you know, out of confidentiality, and, you know, this has been an ongoing situation. I can't really touch in the, you know, in the too much detail about it. But, you know, when all this is said and done and resolved, you know, I sit down with all you guys and be candid about everything.
Can you describe the type of support you've gotten from your teammates? In the meantime, I know some of the guys have tried to call you or called you.
Everybody's been great. My teammates have always been great. And I think, you know, they continue to be great. I'm going to continue to be, you know, the best teammate I possibly can. Same as always, it's business as usual.
From the tweet that you sent out, though, it sounded like you were both surprised and disappointed. Is that fair?
You know, it's a tough situation, but, you know, out of respect, you know, for the whole thing, I can't really, you know, touch in too much detail about it.
As a team leader, do you feel like you let your teammates down at all?
No, I don't think I let my teammates down. You know, everybody gets, you know, everybody has a tough moments in their lives, and, you know, I had great teammates. Teammates have been great for me, and, you know, but out of respect for the whole situation, you know, I can sit down and talk to you guys and talk in a, you know, further detail about this, you know, when everything's resolved.
One detail you did put out there was to make sure it was clarified through the NFLPA that what is out there has nothing to do with the PED policy. Why was that important for you to make sure that that was, you know, not?
I think the NFLPA said that, and, you know, what they said was true, but, you know, that was the NFLPA's comments.
Do you have any indication of how long it's going to take to get this resolved?
No, I don't. You know, guys in the league, obviously, you know, I, you know, respect those guys. They have, you know, hard job, you know, with all the stuff that's going around. And, you know, I respect that whole situation. You know, I can't really, you know, elaborate on you know, too many details.
Von, how long have you known that, though, that you were going to be having to deal with this?
Like I said, it's, you know, it's, I respect the confidentiality. You know, I can't, you know, really, you know, touch on all that stuff.
Okay, you say you're focused on the task at hand. To what extent do you think this is a distraction to you, and more important, maybe a distraction to the team?
I'm focused. I love playing football. You know, all the guys in the locker room love playing football. You know, I can't wait, you know, for training camp to start tomorrow. Put on the pads. Well, not pads right away, but, you know, get started, run around. You know, you got the fans out there and stuff. You know, and to get back to football, you know, something that we all love doing. And, you know, I look forward to, you know, rushing the pass and doing all those drills and working with Coach Smith and Coach Del Rio, and, you know, just get back to, you know, laughing and doing all the stuff that we do on the football field. I'm anxious for that.
Von, do you have any regrets?
No, I don't have any regrets in my life. You know, like I said, but I can't really touch, you know, on the too much stuff, you know, about all that stuff.
You don't want to be the center. You know, this isn't the way. You want to be the center of attention. Start up camp with everything is expected for this team to do this year. The way to kick off this camp, this is not the way you want to be the center of attention, is it?
I don't think I was center of attention. And, you know, it's business as usual in the locker room. You know, outside the locker room, I can't control, you know, too much stuff. But on the football field, I can't control the way I play football. You know, the way I go out there, you know, snap to snap, you know, and just relate with my teammates. That's some of the stuff that I can't control, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
Have you had any discussions with your teammates about the situation?
How are they affected by it? No, it's been the same. You know, I got a lot of great guys in the locker room. All those guys in the locker room were great. And, you know, it's been the same. It's been the same as usual. You know, I'm looking forward to getting on the field with those guys and practicing and working hard and doing all that stuff. So it's kind of a relief to be back. You know, the off season, you know, working out and training and traveling, and, you know, it's all good for so long, but when you get back with your guys and you get out there and you start working, you know, when we do get put the pads on, you know, that's what it's all about. I'm looking forward to that.
The specifics of this appeal process is supposed to
be Super Bowl this year. Do you still feel the same way?
Our focus is where it's always been, and that's coming out here and winning games. And that's where it starts. You know, it starts out here in practice when we get out there and start practicing, running around, having fun. And you know, that's where we're gonna keep our focus at.
The specifics of this appeal process is supposed to be confidential. So what the stuff that has come out already that's been in the media speculated upon, any of that disappoints you for what people are saying it may be or may not be?
Out of respect for the process, you know, like you said, it's supposed to be, you know, confidential. But you know, I'm just take it one player, one day at a time, and you know, I will sit down with all of you guys and talk and be candid about everything, you know, once the situation is resolved. Out of respect for, you know, the appeal process, you know, this is what I got
to
do.
Von, have you allowed yourself to think that you might not play 4 games this year out of the 16?
I mean, I'm here now. You know, it's business as usual. It's the same thing as it's always been. You know, we take it one play at a time. All the guys in the locker room have been great, like I said. Looking forward to practice and just having fun with those guys.
Von, is smoking marijuana part of your life?
Absolutely not.
Are you surprised with the amount of attention that this got to you, and how have you grown as a player and a person?
I mean, the guy I was yesterday is not the guy who I am today. The guy who I was 2, 3, 4 years ago is not the guy who I am, you know, today. I've done a lot of great stuff in the community. My teammates have done a lot of great stuff in the community, and I think we will continue to do the same stuff. And I'm looking forward to, like I said, doing great stuff in the community, and that's where my focus is.
Okay, thank you.